Joining us right now is the Director of Store Operations for GCR Tires and Service, Jason Evans. Jason, welcome. How are you?
Hi, great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, thanks for being here. GCR Tires and Service, we've been talking with you guys, and thank you so much, by the way, for all your expertise and lending your time to us and, of course, the audience. So let's start with the basics here, Jason. Tell us about the company, GCR Tires and Service, and tell us, what does the company focus on? What sets you guys apart from other tire and service companies out there?
Yeah, sure thing. Well, GCR Tires and Service, first of all, we'd like to just let the audience know that we certainly appreciate the business with us over the past and also the job that they do, both our trucking community and construction community out there that may be listening. So GCR Tires and Service, we're one of the largest networks of commercial tire and service stores across North America, and we have over 200 locations across North America. We have over 1,500 service trucks to service the nation, as well as 300-plus technicians, and we actually have over 25 retread plants as well. So you could say that tires is definitely something that we're enthralled in and passionate about.
Yeah, if you talk about being in the commercial tire and service industry for more than 70 years, that's just a few years of experience there, Jason. At GCR, you talk a lot about how you see things differently. At GCR Tires and Service, we see things differently. The drivers have heard that on our program and in other places. What do you guys mean by that?
Well, I think generally speaking, in the tire industry, particularly the commercial tire industry, historically we may have viewed tires as sort of a necessary evil, and we don't always look at it real proactively. Look at tire service and tire maintenance proactively. But it's interesting because sometimes everyone seems to understand things like oil changes and stuff like that to keep our rigs running down the road. But there's actually a lot of preventative maintenance that can be done on tires that will help you forecast any issues that may occur before you find yourself on the side of the road or your driver on the side of the road. So there's a lot that can be done. So when we say we see things differently, a lot of times we're able to, through a lot of the standard processes that we undertake, we're able to find things that may be wrong with a tire that maybe not everybody would recognize up front, and we can catch that ahead of time and so many times help our customers avoid any costly downtime.
Yeah. Let's talk about peak season for the transportation industry, of course. You know, from late spring into late fall really is that peak season for trucking. So in terms of fleets or even the owner-operator, the individual user or end user driver out there, what can they do, I guess, now to prepare for that uptick? What should a fleet do to prepare for that heavy driving season?
Yeah, it's a great question because it's certainly that time. So what we recommend is really do a thorough check of their tire assets now. So if you're an owner-operator, take a close look at your tires today. Make sure you're looking for things like instances of irregular wear, cracking in the sidewalls, bulging, that sort of thing, because those are the type of conditions that really get exacerbated over the summer driving season. And there, on any given trip, there's a lot of things that can happen to a tire. So I recommend really to take maybe a look closely at their tires, and certainly at GCR, we're more than happy to assist with that. We offer complimentary tire assessments as a part of our services, so they could stop in at any one of our locations, but mainly we recommend you work with your tire service provider to ensure that there may not be anything unforeseen across the tires on their vehicles.
Right. A complete inspection as opposed to just kind of a pre-trip type inspection, really have those tires looked at and inspected by professionals who know what to look for. So as the fleets start evaluating tire performance, as we get even starting before preseason or peak season here, what can they do to to improve the fuel economy. There was a lot of talk about that, Jason, at the recent Mid-America Trucking Show. Where can they start?
Well, it's definitely, fuel economy is certainly something on the top of everybody's mind. So, I think the industry in general understands, beginning to understand the importance of things like air pressure.
Right.
But just to throw an idea out there that maybe not all our listeners hear all the time is maybe check your tread depths. Check your tread depths, particularly on dual wheel positions where tires are bolted together and essentially forced to rotate down the road at the same speed. Because for $2 in your local truck stop, you can find a tread depth gauge. Anything beyond 1/8 of an inch difference, or commonly referred to as 4/32 in the tire industry, between dual positions can really add to rolling resistance. Mm. And as a result, not only does it add to rolling resistance, it tears up your tires faster. And in a lot of cases, it's a similar condition in terms of a fuel economy as having maybe a brake dragging, something to that effect. So that may be a tidbit out there for the listeners to really key in on, because mismatched tread depths on duals can really add to rolling resistance.
What are some of the pitfalls or even mistakes that you guys see fleets making when it comes to tire performance?
Yeah, I'd say just in general, we have a tendency to review our tire performance kind of through the rear view as opposed to being predictive and looking forward to, you know, that proactive maintenance on tires. Things like rotations sometimes we overlook, when in reality, particularly on drive tires, for example, where you get a lot of heel-toe wear, a drive tire rotation at the half-life of that tire can do wonders for extending the life of that tire and also improving rolling resistance through the last quarter life of that tire. So in addition to that, alignments are a big deal. So in a lot of instances, it doesn't take much for a truck to be out of alignment. So I'd encourage everyone out there to feel free to have an alignment check. We offer alignment checks at GCR Tires and Service. You can also simply take a tread depth gauge, measure the inside of your steer tire and the outside of your steer tire, and anything beyond a 2/32 difference probably needs to be looked at.
Jason, great stuff as always. Let's do this again soon. Again, thank you to GCR Tires and Service for making you available to us. Always great information. Stay on top of the tires behind fuel. Drivers, you know that tires are your number one cost, so take care of them. When you think about it, Jason, they're the only thing coming in contact with the actual road. So make sure that you stay on top of that tire performance and the health of those tires regularly. And also get the most for your money, right, Jason? You're looking at getting not just great performance, but also the most life out of that tire. Isn't that one of the keys?
Absolutely. They're a big investment. They're not cheap. So, you know, you look at an $8,000 or $9,000 worth of assets sitting on your trucks out there.
Yeah.
When you consider that, there's a lot of things we can do to maintain those and lower that cost per mile.
Jason Evans, the director of store operations there for GCR Tires and Service. Thanks again, Jason. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Red Eye Radio.